بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، ملء السماوات والأرض وملء ما شاء من شيء بعد، أهل الثناء والمجد وأحق ما قال العبد وكلنا له عبد. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه. وبعد، dear brothers and sisters, we're starting this program and this lecture believing in the Day of Judgment. الإيمان باليوم الآخر, or believing the day after. الإيمان باليوم الآخر. Before we start going deep, we have to know what's the meaning of this word. الإيمان باليوم الآخر, believing in the day of judgment or the day after. Believe, brothers and sisters, it means in Sharia, in the Islamic meaning of the word believe, al-Iman, it means something, or Iman, it means they translate to faith, having faith in the day of judgment. It means the faith, the word faith, Iman, it means believe in your heart and saying by your tongue and acting and actions. So belief or faith, it has three things: something you believe it in your heart, and something you say it, and something you doing it, or something you practice. This is the meaning of the faith. The faith doesn't mean something you believe only. No, with short meaning. And it doesn't mean something you're talking about, you just pronounce it. That doesn't mean you have a belief. If you have, that doesn't mean you have faith. If you have belief in your heart and you're saying that by your tongue, it doesn't mean you have faith yet. Until you act, you start acting. So there are three pillars for the faith: the actions, talking, believing in hearts. Believing in the day of judgment, or to have faith in the day of judgment, the day after, it means have a strong belief in your heart. It's not only belief, a strong belief in your heart. اعتقاد جازم. A strong belief in it. And you're saying that, you witness that, and you act as the one who believe in the day of judgment. This is the complete meaning of having faith in the day of judgment, or the day after, as the brother chose the name, not the day of judgment, day after, اليوم الآخر. What's the meaning of the day after? What's the day after? The day after is that day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the creations together in a land the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described أنها أرض بلقاء بيضاء حصباء لم يسفك فيها دم. This land, it's a, like a white land, it's in Hisham, in Baytul Maqdis, in the Jerusalem. Allah will change the land, change it, as He mentioned in the Quran, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرُ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah changed the lands, it will become, He will extend that Jerusalem to become a flat land, white, has stones, small stones in it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the creations, all the creations, not only the human being, not only the human being and jinn, all the creation there, they will be there witnessing that day, every single creation. And this is the, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between the people who have takleef, like the human being and the jinn. Then they will, some of them enter to the Jannah and some of them enter to the hellfire. This is what we mean by the day after. And the day of judgment, we call it the day of judgment also, because in that day Allah will judge the human being and the jinn. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let even the animals judge between the animals themselves, and then the animals will return to sand. It will turn to sand, as it mentioned in Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Sahih. And also the day of judgment, we call it, there's a lot of names for the day of judgment in the Quran, a lot of names. As-sa'ah, as-sakha, at-tamma, all these names, it tell us what a great day it is. And the ulama, the scholars said, the day of judgment is 2 days. The first day when you die, the second day when you get out from your grave. When you die, that means your qiyamah starts. Your qiyamah starts, and one of the names is Yawm al-Qiyamah, when Allah raised all the bodies from the graves. And those names to the day of judgment tell you this, it's a great day. It's not an easy day. يوم عصيب, يوم رهيب, يوم شديد. And that day is not one day as 24 hours. No, we call it day, it's a period of time. And as you know, one day in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's the time, it means 50,000 years. 50,000 sana. The day of judgment, it has a lot of things to talk about it. But I will just say briefly some points regarding this day. All the religions, they believe, all the religions, Christianity, Jewish, Islam, all they believe in the day of judgment. But don't think they believe the same now they are saying, since the religion has been changed. Like for example, the Christianity believe day of judgment it will be only the souls, not the bodies, to come back again. The souls to go to the paradise or to the hell fire. And the Jewish, some of them believe the day of judgment is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jesus again to the world, and whoever will follow him, he will be, and he will judge between the people. Some of the Jewish, that what they believe in the day of judgment. Even the old Egyptians, the pharaohs, they used to believe in the day of judgment because it's something logic. It doesn't make sense that the people lived like this, and when they die, everything is finished. It doesn't make sense. It's against the wisdom. It tells us there's no wisdom from creating them just to live and they die and there's nothing happening after that. Therefore, even the kuffar, they start thinking about, who has no religion, thinking about the day of judgment and try to imagine there's a day of judgment and talking about. Also, the first, they might get this idea from the prophets, has been sent to them, like Yusuf alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. from long, long time. The prophets from Adam alayhi salam's time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him down to the earth with his wife Hawa, he told him, you will be here for a while, then you will back again to me. He told him, in this land you will live, you will die, and you will come back again. So it was clear from the first day the human being reached to the land, this his life is temporary life. Then he will go to another life, second life. Nuh alayhi salam, when he talked to his people, he told them, he reminded them about the day of judgment, as mentioned in Surah Nuh. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used a metaphor like he plant you in this land, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. You will die and return back to the land. Then he will let you to come back again from the earth. يُخْرِجُكُمْ مِنْهَا إِخْرَاجًا آخر. يعني يُشِئُكُمْ مِنْهَا نَشْأَةً أُخْرَى. Also, all the prophets, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Mu'min Ali Fir'aun, all the prophets, Isa alayhi salam, all the prophets, they used to call the people and remind them about the day of judgment. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did the same. So let's see, what's the day of judgment? Day of judgment starts when you die. The day after starts when you die. And start in the grave. You have to know, brothers and sisters, we have three kind of levels we go through. All the human beings live in the three stations. We have three stations. The first station is the dunya, this dunya. The second station, it is the grave period. The third station, it is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, when he gather all the creations. See, there's three periods. First one in this dunya. Second in the grave. Third what? What? In the day of judgment, yawm al-qiyamah. The first one, the rules. In the first one goes to the body, not to the soul, to the body. You're dealing with bodies. The rules dealing with the bodies, and the soul come after that, come with it. In the grave, everything we will talk about the graves, it's related to the soul, not to the body. It's related to the soul, and the body come with it. And in the day of judgment, it's related to the soul and the body at the same time. I'll say that again. In this dunya, everything related to the body. You're praying, the punishment happened to you, any blessing, any ni'mah happened to you in this dunya, you enjoy it by your body. And the soul come with it. But the main thing is your body. You enjoy it by your body. In the grave, the main thing is your soul. And your body might come after that. In the day of judgment, both, your body and your soul. I'm saying that as an introduction when we're talking about the graves. The first step is the day of judgment. First step for you to this day after. The first step to the Jannah or to the Nar. It's your grave. The grave, our Prophet ﷺ said or mentioned that the mu'mineen, what's this? The mu'mineen will be punished in their graves. And they will be having na'im, enjoyment in their graves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran when he's saying about Ali Fir'aun. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Listen carefully. He's saying that because we have people claiming, they said punishment in the grave, it wasn't mentioned in the Quran. And there is people not accepting this as a part of our belief. And those people who are, for example, the Mu'tazila, a long time ago, a deviant sect, a Mu'tazila, and today Hizb al-Tahrir, they have the same belief. Which is a very famous group. The same claim also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't mention in the Quran the punishment of the graves. So they said we don't believe in it. And that's first of all wrong. Because Allah mentioned that, and this verse He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوَّ وَعَشِيَّ وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. They are punishment in the fire, in the day and the night. Who's first people? In the day and the night. And when the day of judgment comes, they will be entered to the great punishment. So they are punishment, now they have punishment, day and night by fire. That's before the day of judgment, is that right? Because it said, and in the day of judgment, they will enter to the great, or they'll be punished by great punishment. So that means day and night, wadu'a wa ashiya, it's before the day of judgment. Where is it? Tell me. Where is it? Does anybody enter hellfire now? No one enters. People enter in the day of judgment. Does anybody enter to the Jannah? No. No one. Nobody in the Jannah. Nobody in the paradise. Nobody in the hellfire. Until the day of judgment. So those, the first people, they've been punished in their graves, and when the day of judgment comes, they will be entered to the hellfire. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Nuh peoples. He said, أُغْرِقُوا مِمَّا خَطِئَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. وَالْفَعْلِ التَّعْقِيبِ يعني للمباشرة. يعني أُغْرِقُوا فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. Allah said about the Nuh people, when the طوفان, the water, the flood come and cover all the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they've been drawn, then they enter to the punishment. They start receiving the punishment. Are they entered to the hellfire or not yet? Not yet. But they're receiving the hellfire, the punishment from the hellfire, while they are the graves, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the kafir, there is a gate will open in his graves, it will come to him the heat from the hellfire in his grave. Will be punished in his grave. This is first. Second, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that in the ahadith which it reached tawatur. And also the Mu'tazila today, the Hizb al-Tahrir, saying it's not mutawatir, but in fact it's mutawatir. As the scholar said, there's tens of hadith. It might be hundreds also, talking about the punishment in the graves. Different kind of punishment. For example, the people who is lying, and his light will reach everywhere. The Prophet ﷺ saw in a dream that his punishment is that he will be punished by, like, a person. He will have like a hook, and this man, his face, it will be turned all the way back. And also the people who's eating the riba, the interest, who dealing in interest, the Prophet ﷺ saw him punishment by swimming in the blood, in the lake, it's a blood, full of blood, and there's a man stoned him. And also the Prophet ﷺ saw the man who sleeping and not praying, and the one who has a Quran in his chest, he memorized the Quran, but he didn't reading the Quran in the night or praying in the night. He's like a person who lie down, and some another person having a big rock, and he threw it, and he destroyed his head, and then he go back to bring the rock again, and his head back again, and they keep punishing him like that. The person who's sleeping and not praying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive for all of us. Also, the Prophet ﷺ once was walking, and he said, who's this two graves? Who they are? He said, they are such and such person, then the Prophet ﷺ said, they are punishment. They are punishment in their graves. They receive punishment in their graves. And they punish for something that's not a great sin, not a major sin. And he said, no, it's a major sin. He said, no, it's a major sin. He know, no, it's a major sin. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, one of them, he used to yas'a bayna an-nasi bin-namimah. Namimah, talking bad about people. Go to this person, oh, that person says such and such about you. And she go to other sisters, that sister talking bad such and such about you. And talking bad, making problems between families, between friends, in the community. And also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other person wasn't clean properly when he urinated. He didn't clean himself good. Or there might a drop touch his soul or touch his body, his dress or his underwear or his body. He didn't clean himself properly and properly. And in other narration, he was urine in front of people. He didn't cover his awra. And he said, Sallallahu, it's a great sin. And in other narration, عَامَّةُ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ عَامَّةُ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ The most of the punishment in the grave, it's from not a clean good after urinating. Most of the punishment in the grave for that reason. I didn't mention hadith. And also, the Prophet ﷺ, what he did, he brought like a leaf or a green leaves, and he put it above the grave, and he said it will cool them down until it will turn to, it's a green, still has water, it will cool them down. And this is only for the Prophet ﷺ. Nobody can do that today, because no one has a knowledge about what's going on in the grave. And this is only for the Prophet ﷺ. Therefore, none of the Sahaba did it after him. What I'm just trying to say, a lot of hadith, I'm not going to talk in detail about the graves and the punishment of the grave, because it's a special lecture. But there's a lot of hadith mentioning the punishment, and also that the Muslims in his grave, he will be happy, he will receive na'im, present from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He make his grave like Rawa min Riyad al-Jannah. He will have a gate from Jannah. He will come to him. He can feel the cool breeze from the Jannah. In his grave. Some people saying, okay, there is the grave, the graveyard there, cemetery. Go ahead, and if you see anything, we couldn't see anything. Some people said, we put cameras, record, tapes in the grave. But we couldn't hear anything. We couldn't see anything. I tell you why. The answer is very easy. Even if it seems like a big problem, the answer is very, very easy. You know why? Huh? Because it's not your world. It's unseen world. I told you, in this dunya, everything related to body. See, smell, listen, touch. But in the graves, no. It's related to soul first. And the body come after that. How's that? I'll tell you. There's some accidents happen. People saw by their eyes a punishment in the grave. And this happened. Graves know it's related to soul first. And the body come after that. How's that? I'll tell you. There's some accidents happen. People saw by their eyes a punishment in the graves. And this happened. And there's a lot of stories the scholars say. And personally, I know some people saw something like that. Like one brother, he's doing all the time. Like he's always take the dead people to the cemetery, he prepares